finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/post. That's ZipRecruiter.com/post. ZipRecruiter.com/post.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. We've got 50 minutes left, and we need 4,100. We are 4,100 short of our goal tonight, folks. So, listen, you got to help us out. Please keep us on the air, because like I said, summer is coming on. So the numbers are 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. Those are for credit cards especially. 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. And so let those phone lines start ringing, folks out there. John, you know, there's been some strange things happening with people, men are becoming weaker, and they're even finding at times their voices are becoming less, you know, not as deep. Strange things have been happening, and Naomi Wolf is going to explain some of what has been taking place out there due to the poisonous poke. So go ahead and take it away.
I can't wait to hear your reaction to what appears to essentially be Pfizer's nominee for NIH director.
That's right, Emerald. It's exactly as if there was a city in which the mafia had taken over and committed a bunch of murders and maimed people and caused other harms. And then a new police commissioner came in and appointed a member of the mafia to oversee any possible investigation of these murders. I mean, you and I have been talking about the crimes that my team has unearthed for some months now. And if anything confirms the scope of the crime, it's that Pfizer's own employee, basically, multi-hundreds of millions of dollars employee, has been appointed to oversee whatever investigation to destroy any evidence, to delete any emails before there can ever be an investigation.
Naomi, I have to wonder how hard Pfizer is lobbying in Washington, D.C. to get her confirmed. I would think that there should be some Senate holdouts on her confirmation, particularly Senator Rand Paul, who's been very vocal with his criticism of the NIH, and particularly Dr. Fauci, who apparently has been cheerleading her nomination.
Right. I mean, I have to be frank, Emerald, and say that this is a moment at which the Republicans have got to step up and show that they are not the uniparty. You know, they know now, because they watch the news outlets that have been covering this catastrophe, what Pfizer has done. And Moderna, we're getting the new Moderna release due to a successful Aaron Seery lawsuit in a month or two. And it's probably going to be worse than Pfizer. So we know now what these pharmaceutical giants have done to the American people, to the next generation. There, as you note, there's a new horrific report detailing even more crimes, especially against women. So what are Republicans for? You know, what's the point of having an opposition party, respectfully, if they don't use the leverage that they do have now in a confirmation process and speak up so that we don't have, you know, someone hired by the murderers overseeing the murder investigation?
Yeah, apparently they only speak up when it's time to go on TV and to fundraise. But I think this time they're going to have to hear from their constituents and see if someone will finally stand up to this pharma cabal. I do want to talk about the report you just referenced. I referenced it at the top of the show. It just came out. This is Report 71 that has shocking statistics regarding musculoskeletal issues. Can you just explain that for our audience?
Sure. Ugh. I mean, this is the one, you know, I have loved ones, healthy, young, 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds who are, you know, limping because, and they don't even know why. And so many people, you know, as we've discussed, have shoulder replacements, their ankles gave out, their knees gave out, you know, again, healthy adults who never had joint problems. Well, now we know why. Joint pain is the number one side effect in the Pfizer documents. The CDC never told you that. This report 71 is about musculoskeletal harms, as you mentioned. And there were 1,614 or 44% serious adverse events in the data set, in Pfizer's data set, which is over 8% of all of the adverse events. And all 100, if all 114 cases with specific diagnoses, such as arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic fatigue syndrome, and polyarthritis are serious, that leaves 1,500 serious adverse events in addition with no definitive diagnosis. So in other words, this is how Pfizer does funny math. It's really like more like almost 3,000 serious arthritic events in this data set. Again, women suffered more than men, catastrophically more than men. And this is a pattern we've seen throughout. This is about the sixth report, different organ systems that shows a 3-to-1, 4-to-1, or 8-to-1 women suffering versus men. So this injection is a war against women. So it's 4-to-1 female to male.
All righty, we're going to give those numbers out. We'll get back to the clip here in just a minute, but we got to get the phones ringing, folks. They got to get ringing. I got all these people sitting back there. And, well, if you want to keep us on the station you're on now, we're going into the summertime. We are fighting like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross. What we're doing is very difficult out there today. We don't have all of the big, big bucks that comes from the Sin Party, from the George Soros and all of those. We depend upon you folks to bring you the truth and not NBC, ABC, CBS, who brings you their propaganda, the George Soros stations. So we got to hear from you, folks. You're God's people. We need to hear from you or you won't be hearing from us. So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're having people calling and asking about the name of our church. They want to know where our church is. I pastor Doers of the Word Baptist Church, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, and we're there in Newberry, Ohio, at 14781 Sperry Road, and that's in Newberry, and the zip is 44065. If you want to send a donation to Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio. And you could just, if you want to send it to the radio, just put WRWL, just WRWL. That's all you have to put. If you want to send it to the church, just put Doers of the Word, just Doers of the Word Church. And again, that address is 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio. 44065. Now, if you're on the internet, you can just go up to our website, wrwl.org, and you'll have all that information to be right up there. But we definitely got to hear from you. We really got to hear from you. So let's go back to Naomi, and we'll be back in a few.
People you'd expect to have arthritis, and 4 children and 1 infant. And I just want to note, Mengele type experimentation, this injection was not approved for children and infants at the time that Pfizer did this experimentation. Half of the smoking gun, half of the adverse events occurred within 24 hours of receiving the injection. All of them started within 32 days of the injection, which is a relatively short period of time. 50% were either not resolved, resolved with sequelae, meaning other side effects, or unknown outcome at the time this report was released to the FDA. In other words, half of these almost 3,000 people were still suffering. Were these predominantly that 44% who had serious adverse events or, quote, Pfizer's words, likely disability, quote, a significant, persistent, or permanent change, impairment, damage, or disruption in the patient's body function or structure, physical activity, or quality of life. So basically, Pfizer's injection cripples people, especially women, and they knew it. This is the number one adverse event in the Pfizer documents. They didn't tell you. And right now, as I speak to you, Emerald, millions of Americans are going to their doctors, and I know some of them, saying, you know, my muscle, I can't move my muscle, I can't move my knee, I'm in so much pain, having joint replacements, hip replacements, knee replacements, ankle surgery, because this injection, again, causes inflammation, which is a contributor to arthritis and joint pain, and it also goes through every membrane in the human body, and cartilage is also a membrane. So that is a summary of Report 71. I have something even more horrible if you have bandwidth for it, but I should pause there and let you, you know, talk to me about what I just shared with you.
I think it's important that everyone hears the full truth, even if it's hard to hear. So if you could go ahead and share what else you have, I think you have to.
Okay, I'm going to. So this my finding from yesterday, which is kind of that confirms the question of foreknowledge and confirms exactly what we're up against here. It derived from a debate I had with Steve Kirsch, who's a well-known vaccine critic, mRNA vaccine critic in California over the weekend, in which I was sharing with him the injuries around reproduction. And I said, to me, this clearly looks intentional. The injection is designed to harm women, especially reproductively. And he said, maybe, you know, it could certainly be greed, but I don't see evidence that it's intentional. Well, I literally Googled, do lipid nanoparticles affect fertility? And 2 seconds later, I'm looking at a 2018 NIH study, and then Amy Kelly showed me a 2017 NIH study. Both of them confirm that as long ago as 2017, everyone in the lipid nanoparticle world knew that lipid nanoparticles destroy fertility. And I've got to read you this quote, and not just female fertility, but male. And not only that, they change sexual behavior. Quote, nanoparticles can pass through the blood testis barrier, placental barrier, and epithelial barrier, which protect reproductive tissues, and then accumulate in reproductive organs. Nanoparticle accumulation damages organs, testis, epididymis, ovary, and uterus by destroying Sertoli cells, Leydig cells, and germ cells, causing reproductive organ dysfunction that adversely affects sperm quality, quantity, morphology, and motility, meaning how effective sperm are at insemination, or reduces the number of mature oocytes, which are eggs, and disrupts primary and secondary follicular development, which is how eggs turn into fetuses. In addition, nanoparticles can disrupt the levels of secreted hormones, causing changes in sexual behavior. End quote.
And that's a 2017-2018 study. Clearly these shot manufacturers are well aware of it. There's really no way trying to spin around the fact that they knew this and did it on purpose, right, Naomi?
I mean, I would take it this one step further. This reminds me of those riddles in which the murder weapon is kind of part of the scene. I believe now, seeing this, and especially that it changes sexual behavior, and who knows what that means? It could mean makes people confused about gender. It could mean makes people not want to have sexual intimacy, not want to build families, not care about that. And we're seeing reports of that with young people, that they just don't care about courtship, about intimacy. So many young people confused about gender identity, you know, a new category which didn't even exist except as a very rare kind of mental health issue, asexuality. Like when I was growing up, nobody was asexual. It was, you know, if you were celibate, that was your choice, but asexual wasn't a thing. Now it's, you know, LGBTQIA, the A is for asexual. we don't know if these lipid nanoparticles, you know, we don't know what else they're in, right? Dating back to at least 2017. I just found out to my horror that they're now in injections for anesthesia in the dentist's office, right? But we, how can I put it? To me, it looks like the lipid nanoparticles, everything else is a ruse, right? They knew that this material would change sexual behavior. They knew it would make men less masculine. It would make men, like, hormones go to things like broad shoulders, strength, masculine strength, upper body strength, deep voices, the ability to grow a beard, the ability to father a child, all the things you need if your country's invaded, right? I mean, not fathering a child, but strength, male strength. And hormones in females, of course, also help with conception, fertility, bonding with your baby, nursing your baby, love. I mean, I wrote a whole book about how hormones are about attachment. You know, that there's this biochemical response in the body to sexual intimacy that, you know, oxytocin is a hormone, you know, that bonds you to your mate, that bonds you to your child. Lipid nanoparticles don't just change, you know, whether men will become adult mature men, whether women will become adult mature women, whether either can reproduce. They may actually dissolve, which explains so much. Like, I wrote an essay about this a year ago, that when you hug vaccinated people, you can't feel that intimacy, that heart energy. Well, this material literally dissolves the hormonal processes that create love and attachment and make people want to have sex and have babies. And then it degrades their ability to have babies. Everything we've seen, everything my team has laboriously brought to you mm-hmm. over the course of the last year, the damaged placentas, Amy Kelly's report on the damaged testes, the damaged Leydig cells and Sertoli cells, you know, the problems with menstrual processes, all of that is right here, you know, fully established in the lipid nanoparticle space, where people who work with lipid nanoparticles know that this will happen if they inject people with lipid nanoparticles, and they know it will happen to children, that they will not grow up to be normal, adult, sexual, healthy people capable of forming families and reproducing themselves if they inject the children. This is the smoking gun, in my view.
Well, I mean, their rhetoric over the last couple of decades, they've long decried toxic masculinity and said there's too many people on earth. And, you know, anecdotally, I just noticed that a lot of women I knew that had recently had babies and were vaccinated, they are having a hard time forming that bond, that initial bond you have with your child when you're flooded. I mean, when you have a baby, you're just flush with the love and the hormones and the oxytocin, and you're just, it makes me so sad. It makes me so sad, Naomi. Thank you for the great work you're doing and being willing to come on and tell the hard truths, because people need to hear it.
Alrighty, we are back, and folks, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. John, you know, the mainstream media, they're very fully aware of all this, and all of what you just heard, folks, their job is to keep you from finding out. Now, you wonder, you think to yourselves, don't they understand that what they're going to do to us, it's going to happen to them too. They're here, they're living, but their loyalty is to the collective. Their loyalty is whatever comes down from the New World Order, the Antichrist world system, whatever the narrative is, they're told, here's the lie you're going to tell, and their loyalty is to that. That's where they get their paycheck, and it seems like they just don't quite get it, that what is going to happen to the rest of us is going to happen to them. What do you think?
Oh, I agree 100%, Pastor Ernie. And I'm impressed with Naomi Wolf, because years back, she was a hardcore feminist.
Oh, I remember.
She was one of the leaders of the pack. But her eyes were opened, and she sees what's going on, and she tried to, I guess you'd say, within them to bring the truth out, and then she got thrown out, and she's out now. And I don't know how far she's come our way, but she's come a long, long, long way, Pastor Ernie, and she's bold, and she's fearless, and she's telling the truth. So she's a great asset for what we're doing and telling the truth.
All right, very good. Susan in Michigan pledges 100. Lou in Michigan pledges 300. Nancy in Wisconsin pledges 300. And Nella in New York pledges 200. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, so it's an amazing thing. John, again, like I said, we've been telling people from the very beginning about this. We've gotten a lot of letters from people saying, thank you so much, because especially for the newsletter, we sent the information out, and they didn't. They would have gotten the poisonous poke. I remember I talked to one fella. There were five siblings, all in their 50s, or, you know, 50s, or, I think late 40s and early 50s, and John, what happened was this fellow called and said that they all decided to go get the shots together. They were still a close family. And this fellow says, no, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't think we should, because he heard us on the radio program talking about it. And they all chastised him. They said, you shouldn't be listening to that stuff. The government says you do it, and you got to listen to the government, right? Boy, oh, my gosh. See, you know, this guy said that he was all four of his siblings died. They all got the shot, and they all died. Unbelievable. And there you go. But it had not been for us. Now, I've had a number of people say that had they not heard about it here, they would have gotten it. Already,
Ernie.
Yes, sir.
That's why this show is so important.
I know.
You know, all you're concerned about, or we're concerned about, is the truth. And we want, that truth is very important, and the truth can protect you, can set you free. It can lead you to eternal life through Jesus Christ. But the truth is very, very important, and right now the truth wants to be hid and destroyed and lied about and all. But it's very sad, but yet it's true, that there is a significant part of the government, including the military, and the media is involved, just vast swaths of the government that want to exterminate us. And part of this plan is this COVID-19, and then the death shot following it up. That's getting the ball rolling, Pastor Ernie, to start to thin us out. They want to reduce billions of people. They call us a virus on the earth. That's what we're called, Pastor Ernie, a virus on the earth that has to be extinguished.
All righty. You're right. Okay, we're down to, we need $2,825. We need 2,800, folks, and we've got approximately 30 minutes. We've got approximately 30 minutes to get that, so we've got to hear from you at, let me see. We got JD in North Carolina pledges 25, and Mark in Minnesota pledges 10, and Joe in New York pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Already. So we're now, John, you know, right now, because there's a lot of people out there, they're saying, woe is me. You could feel a lot of people. And they asked me, Pastor, I mean, how do you go? How do you not get depressed when you're looking around? Everywhere you look, they become corrupt. Look, they want to legalize pedophilia. They're pushing. Now the Democrats want to legalize pedophilia. I mean, they're flush with, you know, the whole Democratic Party has become the party of pedophilia. How can you not become depressed? Well, there's a very good reason why I don't become depressed, right, John? Tell them why, John.
Well, Pastor Ernie, we have our eyes focused on Jesus Christ and his coming, and we're focused on telling the truth and trusting God that we're to pray and tell the truth, and he does the rest, Pastor Ernie. So we're in God's will by what we're doing, and there's joy in that. So we're focused on that and not the evil. We're confronting the evil, but we're focused on God.
Absolutely. So God says, listen, one can chase 1,000 and two 10,000. Did he mean it?
Absolutely.
So is God a majority of one?
Yeah, he's more than the majority.
All right. So when he says, look, don't worry about that victory part. I'll bring the victory. I'll take care of that. You just follow orders, okay? So what are our orders? Our orders are to, three? He gives us three main missions, doesn't he? One, first and foremost, the Great Commission. That's what we do here. Okay, that's what you do. Two, from Genesis to Revelation, he tells you resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Always. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience to God. Okay, always. Okay. And then number three, he tells us to hold fast to the traditions of the apostles, to stand our ground and not back up and not stand down. And so if we do that, is God faithful to do exactly what he says and give us the victory?
Well, yeah, Pastor Ernie, the key to it is we have to stand. We have to take the initiative, and there has to be prayer involved, and we stand, right?
Absolutely.
We promote the truth.
All right, Tony in Parma pledges 75. Michelle in Philly pledges 200. Thank you. Okay. And Pastor Hal pledged 200. All right, thank you. I didn't see that one. Where'd that come from? All righty, there you go. All right, and so let's do some lightning rounds right now. I wanted to talk about, there he is. He's up there. Okay, we wanted to do, they dragged us to hell, and we are standing and fighting back. Carrie Lake has three whistleblowers who will testify that 130,000 did not pass signature verification, but election officials counted them anyways. And guess what those 130,000, who they all voted for? It wasn't Kerry, was it?
Yeah. It was the Democrats, Pastor Ernie. And notice how it's all, it's always Democrats in this. Notice it always favors them, always.
Well, you know, they've told Joe Biden, get back in the basement, Joe. Let us rig the election. We, you know, just get back there, get out of the way, and let us rig the election. Oh, speaking of rigging elections, Durham report. The foreign government's plan to donate money to Hillary campaign in exchange for protection when she became president. Now, that's right in the Durham report. In other words, Hillary is above the law. She can commit any kind of crime. She can smash her computer. She can violate any kind of crime. What do you think that it is that Hillary has on Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray and these people and the FBI? What is it that no matter what she does, what is it that she has on them that they're afraid to do their job?
Well, they're probably afraid of Arkansas, Pastor Ernie. She probably has one of the best hit teams out there. But she has, I wouldn't be surprised if, when you stop and think about it, Pastor Ernie, Clinton was close to Epstein. And I wouldn't be surprised if they have a lot of blackmail out there on the Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, it seems like more and more is coming out about Mr. Billy Gates and Epstein. And that's why his wife left him. I guess that was over the top for her. It was too much, huh?
I mean, he apparently it's getting broader and broader. The banks are involved in it now.
Yeah, we just played a clip on that with Mr. Diamond now, who was involved with Epstein. But here we've got FBI leadership sabotage Clinton Foundation investigation. This is a Durham report also by Tyler Durden. Remember the Clinton Foundation, which took millions and millions and millions in foreign donations? When everyone thought Hillary Clinton was going to win the 2016 election, only to see donations plummet by 90% after she lost. And goes on to say that they were selling, well, they were selling the White House. And remember, you know, it's so interesting, right? It's right in front of your face. These people commit crimes right out in the open, and then they deny that they've done it. Who was it, John, that sold 25% of our uranium to the Russians.
Yeah, it was Hillary. She was in the State Department, and she cleared. She had the sale cleared, and they're hollering about how evil and Putin is, and here they're selling them uranium, and it had to have a special clearance to do it, and then a whole pile of money came back into that from Russia, came to that Hillary. What was that? That fund she had there, the Clinton
Foundation. It was the Clinton Foundation
Global Initiative or something.
Yeah,
And millions of dollars came into that global, the Clinton Global Initiative from Russia.
And you know what they did?
They came from Russia to Canada and then to that global initiative.
Yeah, why is it that? The mainstream media isn't interested in covering those stories, do you think?
Well, because it's owned by the New World Order, and there's only, four main owners of the media, and they're all the same. So to work for the media, you have to do what they say, Pastor. It's not independent. It's all controlled. So anyone that wants to go outside of that narrative they have, they fire.
Yeah. And, the narrative is whatever lie, to us, lying is wrong, right? I mean, to us, it's repulsive. We need to tell the truth. To them, is there any difference? I mean, in other words, if they say, look, sure, it's a lie, but we don't call it a lie. We call it a narrative. And then they put it up on, if you watch, you start switching the stations. They're all parroting the very same thing. It's just unbelievable. And I actually heard a couple of them saying one time, if we repeat it over and over, I can't remember exactly how it said, but if we continue to say it over and over, people will believe us. If we repeat it over and over, people will repeat us and believe us, and they do that. You'll actually can switch the stations and listen to them using the exact same words. It's unbelievable, and yet people seem to tolerate it. Hang tight, we're coming up to a break. We have Donna in Cleveland pledges 400. Thank you, Donna. And we're looking over here. We got some of the phone lines are busy. This is why we've actually gone past our break, because we got the guys tied up. We'll be back.
Truly theirs, God's heaven. Some go there when they die. Hell burns below us. To deny it is to lie. Go warn all the people. Repeat now what I say. Truly there's King Jesus. He died for me and you. It's him I'll live and die for. It's something I must do. Go warn all the people. My words are oh so true. There are so many schemers. Just look what they have done. They want to see you suffer. The lake of fire is no fun. Imagine no abortion. No more killing in our land. No more godless, selfish people. The salvation of all men. Truly all God's people. Enjoying peace in the land. Believe me, I'm no schemer. I trust in God, the Son. I hope that you're a believer. This here song is over and done.
Wow, we haven't played that in a long time, have we? John?
Yes, Mister. I can't remember the last time I heard that.
You're not going to say anything bad about it, are you?
No.
Okay.
What? You're gun shy, aren't you?
Okay, that was Michael in Philly, right? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. All righty, Michael and Philly, thank you, Michael, for 200. Yeah, okay, there you go. You hear what he said. He just hit me with an old joke. That's what these young whippersnappers do. They hit you with old jokes, right? Okay, what's he going to do? What's he going to do next, call me ugly? Who can tell? Huh? That's Craig on the board, our board op.
Oh.
He said it's because my eyes, because I'm old, my eyes are failing me. What do you think, John?
Well, it's my ears now, Pastor Ernie. I'm starting to get a little. My right ear doesn't hear like it should, or it used to.
Alrighty, there you go. Yeah,
sympathy. I don't get any sympathy.
Well, now, listen, I happen to notice someday you're going to have a brand spanking new body and you'll be able to hear fine, right?
Yeah.
And for right now, what we have to do is get the job done. And so all the folks out there listening to us, especially I want to call upon all of you seniors, all of you golden agers, all of you folks that have spent a whole lot of time becoming more and more knowledgeable. And so we don't let these young whippersnappers, we don't let them bother us a bit, do we, John?
Nah. When you get our age, Pastor Ernie, nothing bothers us anymore. Very little, except physical things with our bodies.
Yeah, I hear you. All righty. Dale in Michigan pledges 50. Thank you, Dale in Michigan. Alrighty, very good. Folks, the number is 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. All of a sudden, there's a big interest in attending our church. You know, Charles Finley, he was the founder of Oberlin College. He preached a message on the pulpit is responsible for it. And he lists about five things that he says, well, obviously we know the judgment begins in the house of God and begins in the pulpit, doesn't it?
It certainly does, Pastor Ernie, in America. Absolutely.
And so Lord's willing, I'm going to take each one of those and take a look at them. And for all of these years, John, you've known me for all of these years, haven't we been trying to tell the pastors, look, fellows, we're the ones. We're the ones that are responsible. It's up to us. We're the ones to lead the country back to one nation under God. But there's been a lack of courage, huh?
Yeah, a lack of courage, a lack of the fear of God, the lack of knowledge of what's going on. It's like a combination of things. But there's no excuse for them, Pastor Ernie. Part of their job is to be on top of what's happening and have the church on the cutting edge.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we've got 10 minutes left, and we'll be here for another 20. We'll be here to midnight, but in 10 minutes, we go off the air. So we need to hear from you. We really need to hear from you. Right now, we're 2,000 short. Pardon?
How much past is needed? How much do you
2,000. We're 2,000 short of our goal right now. 2,000. So 888-281-1110. All we need is two people. Three times this week I've pledged 1,000. So all we need, John, is two people to match my pledges of 1,000, and we'll have it, just two. Or four people just to match the pledges of 500. We've had several people pledge 500. Just four people pledge 500. That'll work. So, again, we want to go to Tyrone in California, pledges 50. Thank you, Tyrone. And Carol in Philly pledges 200. So now we only need about 1,800, I think. So, all right, folks, so we've got about 10 minutes left of being on the air and 20 minutes left of being here on the phones. So we got to hear from you. Now, I got to tell you this here. I'm just going to read this real fast here. Remember, never forget, Democrats wanted the unvaccinated fired from their jobs, thrown in prison for rejecting COVID jabs. I want people to remember that. I want them to remember that. Remember all of the what that cost us. That was all a scam. It was all a sham. And we told you right from the very beginning, folks, this whole thing has got about as much legitimacy is the teaching of evolution. And today, this whole climate change is another scam. And it's this, folks, that we're telling you, please, we've told you from the beginning. The era of Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, is finally over, except for a few deranged diehards who are still choosing to wear masks while driving alone or walking solitary through the local park. What is not over, though, is the repercussions that the COVID tyrants inflicted upon society, which need to be remembered and, more importantly, dealt with through the criminal justice system. Department is, we have a system, but we don't have a Department of Justice, do we?
No justice. It's a two-tier justice system. And Pastor Ernie, they're using the federal level in particular to advance their agenda to bring down America.
You're telling me, here's what we mentioned earlier. The UN, the World Health Organization, and Bill Gates are working to normalize pedophilia around the world. Again, here, they want to sexualize little children and tear down their natural defenses system against sex predators. David Sorensen said, the United Nations, UN, and the World Health Organization's what I just read. I've worked for several months now on gathering evidence that shows undeniably, conclusively, that the United Nations and the World Health Organization and other organizations like Planned Predators and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations are working all over the world to completely take over the education in kindergartens and elementary schools, Sorensen said on the Truth for Health podcast, hosted by Dr. Elizabeth Lee Blight. These organizations not only want to sexualize little children, but also to tear down their natural defense systems so they would completely be open for sexual predators everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. John, we have to, this is what I'm telling people, it's time to stand up and fight. We don't recognize the World Health Organization in no legitimacy. Biden now is going to try to surrender our sovereignty of the United States to them. We will not recognize it, okay? We do not recognize Joe Biden as the legitimate president of the United States. He is not. He is not. He was never elected by the majority of the people. He was put in there. It was a scam, a sham, and he usurped that office, folks. We do not recognize the FBI as being legitimate organizations. We do want to recognize there are still some good agents. We want to take our hats off to the whistleblowers that have the courage and the integrity, the small, those few. And I encourage all of them in the FBI who have honor and integrity and decency left in the same in the Justice Department. If there's any of you left in there, to come out from amongst them and blow the whistle, you know, have the courage to do the right thing. You'll never regret it. History will tell you, you know, right now is the chance to come out and do the right thing. Stand up and blow the whistle upon the corruption within there. All right. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. John, tonight I'm going to give you about, give me a seven-minute lead. Let me know when we have 7 minutes to give, because you want that 7 minutes to give your invitation, don't you?
Yeah, that'll be fine, Pastor.
Okay, I'll let you know when we come, and then I'll let you know 1 minute before the end, okay?
There you go.
All right, now we have Patrick in Cleveland pledges 100. Thank you, Patrick. And so, folks, again, we're coming down to the end. And you know what? Here, New York Mayor Eric Adams complains that 50% of the city's hotel rooms are now occupied by illegal immigrants, and now they're going to be using the schools. And he's complaining about it's hurting the economy of the city. What do you think? You know, all these Democrats, now they want reparations for all the black people. Don't you think the Democrats were the party of slavery anyhow, weren't they? So don't you think?
Yes, certainly. The Democrats should be the ones paying it. Not we didn't have anything to do with slavery.
Right.
The Democrats were the ones that were promoting it, keeping it. And even after the Civil War was over and won, the Democrats were still trying to hinder the rights for the black people.
So don't you think that Nancy Pelosi should take some of the black people into her mansion? And, okay, John, it's time right now.
She should get ice cream, Pastor Ernie. She had that, what, $10,000 ice cream freezer?
Yeah. All righty, John, it's time to tell the folks how they can avoid hell and get to heaven. And tell the Democrats they need to repent or perish, you know, before it's too late.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Folks, there's a verse that comes to mind. It says, the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. Everything we're talking about tonight is important for the hour we live in, but in eternity, it's really not, except if we make the decision for Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then it becomes critically important. But this will all pass away. Jesus Christ will return, and he's going to return with us. But there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. He's going to set up his reign here on earth. The curse is going to be lifted. That's here now. So we're waiting for his coming. The Bible says as believers, we're to look for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we mentioned that earlier, how although we see all this stuff happening, it doesn't overwhelm us because we're under the Lord's protection, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. This doesn't drain my joy. So this is real, folks. We're looking at reality out here, what's happening. The evil is so manifesting every day. We're reporting on it. So there is a good, there is an evil, there is a Jesus Christ who God sent. There is a real devil, and it's a spiritual kind of like invisible war going on that shows itself here in our realm. But with all that said, God wants every one of our listeners to be in heaven with him, everyone under the sound of my voice. For God so loved the world, that's everybody, cultures, nations, young, old, male, female. Then it says he gave his only begotten son, and he had to give Jesus for a purpose. And that, and the scripture also said God commanded his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So the problem is sin, and every one of us is infected with it. It's in our core being, and that God has a remedy for it. There's a penalty for sin, and then he wants to heal us from the ravages of sin. So the penalty is death. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God sent Jesus. He was without sin. He was the sinless, only begotten Son of God to die on the cross. And when he died on the cross, God placed our sin on him. That's why his death is so important. He died without sin, but he took our sin upon him, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So it's a trade, folks. Jesus takes our sin, and his righteousness is placed in us. And that righteousness means we can stand before God like we didn't sin. But his righteousness is placed upon us, and because of that, we have assurance of eternal life. Only that. Our righteousness, Bible says, is like filthy rags, and that no amount of works can make things right because of our sin nature. So God, through Jesus Christ, has provided the way for heaven. And with that belief in Jesus, we have to believe part of the faith is he rose from the dead 3 days later. That's the core of the gospel. Jesus died for our sins, according to the scriptures. He was buried, and then he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And because Jesus Christ bodily rose from the dead, everyone is going to be resurrected. Some will be with eternal life with him, a new body and eternal life with him, and others will be into what the Bible calls the lake of fire. So to have assurance of salvation now, that means to repent of sin, turn around. It's like a military about face. Turn around from self and sin to Jesus Christ, repent, to follow him and his word, and then to confess with your mouth. If you confess with your mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. Thanks, John. John, we had Dennis has pledged 1,000 and Angela has pledged 200. We're only 500 short. We need 500. We're only 500 short of making our goal. And folks out there, the most important thing is what John said, you know, that's eternal life. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. But the next thing is we need to hear from you. And those numbers are 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. People are asking for the church phone number, and the church phone number is 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367. We're out of time for tonight. So until tomorrow, God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.